Following a record low voter turnout for last month's primary, the city of Springfield is taking steps to remind people to vote on November 7th. Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola said a citywide robocall will be made the day before the election with a message she will record in both English and Spanish to remind people of the election date, polling times, and provide a phone number for people to call to find their polling place.
It's a pretty simple and effective way to reach the most people possible.
The calls will be made using the city's Connect CTY system, an automated call center used to send out emergency alerts and notifications about community meetings. The calls can go to both landlines and cell phones. Oyola said the idea to place the robocalls in an effort to make people more aware of the November 7th election came from Springfield City Councilor Ken Shea.
And so I'm hoping that this effort made by the election commissioner and myself will increase the voter turnout in the election. And going forward after that, we can explore other ways to try to maximize the event and get more people to turn out.
Speaking at a press conference with Oyola in front of City Hall Tuesday, Shea said he was disappointed by the extremely low voter turnout for the September 19th preliminary.
The problem with a very low turnout is that it is dangerous for, I think, a society. The lower that turnout, the closer we get to having a non-representative form of government. And that's not good.
The 5.39% voter turnout was the lowest ever for any election in Springfield, according to Oyola. More than 106,000 people are registered to vote in Springfield, the highest number ever. The election for city council and school committee has produced the most candidates in 15 years, according to Oyola.
So, you know, it leaves us begging the question, what will get people out to vote?
The decline in voter participation is not unique to Springfield. Nationally, voter turnout has steadily declined since the 1960s.
We're heading toward a place where the least number of people are electing our representatives, and that's not what a democracy is. So it's, you know, my job as election commissioner, and it's Councilor Shea's calling to try to get more of the registered voters to come out and vote.
Shea said he's asked the city's Department of Public Works to consider using portable electronic message boards to display a reminder about Election Day. He also thinks Springfield should revisit the idea of four-year terms for city councilors, the same term length as the mayor.
It did pass here in the city a couple of years ago in a non-binding referendum. And I think that in any year where there's a mayor's election, there's much bigger turnout.
There is no mayoral election in Springfield this year. Voters will elect 5 at-large city councilors and 8 ward councilors. 6 school committee members will be elected. Shea is seeking re-election to a 5th 2-year term representing Ward 6. He's being challenged by Bob Callimore. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.